We all were waiting for him. And when he walked through the door, this is what we saw.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is the weekly video. And typically, I would not be sitting here because Ken does this on his own. But he's not feeling that great today. So I'm joining him.
So yeah, as Janelle to pinch hit for me, fill in. So here we are. So we're going to share with you some personal highlights over Easter because we did have a really wonderful Easter, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. It was. The Triduum started here in Saskatoon with being able to celebrate the different liturgies, Holy Thursday and Good Friday. And our son actually got to altar serve for the very first time, which it's been 2 years in the encouragement process here as parents. He's just been really shy to be in front of people. But, you know, after that first experience, he wanted to do it again the next day. And I think he will be a regular altar server.
Yeah, it's really beautiful to see your son up in front, assisting at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. I was really proud of him and a beautiful thing.
And then always a highlight for me is just, you know, all the different activities that we have going on as a family. For Holy Week, we do something different every single day, whether it's baking something, you know, like pretzels or making hot cross buns and doing different art projects or retelling the story of Judas and the betrayal on Wednesday, you know, remembering that, those moments. And then even Peter, just reliving the passion with the children, and they look forward to it every single year. And so that was really nice because we were home for Holy Thursday and Good Friday and then the morning of Holy Saturday. And so we were able to even recreate a little Garden of Gethsemane in our house with the statue of our Lord and all the plants. Really, this is really the doing of our 11-year-old. She loves tradition. And because we did something last year means we have to do it again this year. But you know, it does. It helps us to enter into those very sacred moments. Let me just ask you some questions here, Ken. So how was your Lent to start off?
Overall, Lent, you know, there were some highs, there were some lows. I found myself kind of in between. I feel like I don't think I was always successful with my Lenten resolutions since the very beginning. Mm-hmm. But what I'm really pleased about is being able to serve you this way because it really kept me on track with mental prayer.
Right. So you're referring mostly to the Lenten series that we just wrapped.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that was overall a highlight for me during Lent was this Lenten series. Just always going back, putting my mind on truth. How does it apply to my life? Mm-hmm. Which I would, or we would recommend, maybe this is not a good time to show you, this meditation that we did is taken from a whole series by Father Fernandez.
Yes, so depending on the time of the season, like the liturgical year, there's different volumes that a person would read from. And it's always reflecting on the readings of the day. And just what we really found was helpful was it seemed very practical, but also challenging in terms of our own personal holiness. Because last year we did focus on St. Alphonsus Liguori's Lenten sermons during Lent. And that was really good. And I would have to say that he was, you know, in some ways challenging in a different way. And he wrote in a different time as well compared to Father Fernandez. So they're both very, very, very good in terms of Lenten reflection. Also, just from speaking to other people who've utilized these volumes throughout the entire year, they have nothing but positive things to say about it. So if you are looking for some type of meditation or something to help guide you in your faith that you can do on a daily basis, we would recommend these books in conversation with God.
I look forward to using them throughout the year going forward.
So if you could just pick like one or two things that stood out to you from the meditations, what would you choose?
Oh, you know, I think it was just something really practical with guardian angels. Just a reminder that we have an angel, that we can put our angel to work, that he's there, that we can ask his intercession. Just that reminder, like, inspire me, guardian angel, with holy thoughts. Help me make good decisions just throughout the day. Something very simple. I think that was one of my biggest practical takeaways from this Lenten series. How about you?
For me, I love, we now have a water font at the entrance of our home, just so that we continuously bless ourselves with holy water. Like, it's just one little practical thing that we can do. Another thing, you talked about really forming your conscience, because our consciences can be dulled. And I can see that in myself, you know, if I become more lax in you know, just the ways that I live, it's really important to come back and to ask God to come and to form our conscience, whether through spiritual reading or just through prayer, through, you know, maybe seeking guidance from other people. The other thing, I loved how they were talking about meditating upon the passion of Jesus and how, you know, sometimes this can bring us to tears, and how, which is good. It's important for us to allow those moments to happen, but those moments also need to lead us to a resolution. So a way that we're going to change our lives to, you know, become better disciples of Christ. And I really like that, because I feel like that was something that I was missing, you know, like I wouldn't ask God, like, how should I change my life? Like, you're calling me to, you're allowing me to experience, you know, something special in, you know, the sadness that I have over your passion. How do you want me to change? Because he's always calling us to change to greater holiness. And honestly, I want to get all that purgatory time out of the way if I can. And you know, we can't be afraid of little sufferings or little inconveniences, things that we can offer up for God. Are you ready to be in the video?
Okay, come here.
Okay, so my next question is, just make sure she doesn't pull down the statue.
Oh.
Okay, so next question is, what was your highlight of the Easter weekend?
You know, most people, I think, maybe would point to the liturgy. I had a difficult time on Easter.
Holy Saturday.
Holy Saturday, because I was in the back with her almost the whole time. So I feel like that kind of slipped me by. I did my best in the back, but it's just busy. For me, it was the opportunity to go home and to spend time with family. I have 7 brothers and sisters. I'm the oldest of 7. And everyone's married, and everyone was home with their children. And there's a number of them. I can't remember. There are 20-some cousins. Mm-hmm. And the oldest is...
He's like 15.
15 years old. So 20-some cousins, 15 and under. And the last person to show up at my parents' house, by the way, we all stayed overnight, so my parents had 40 people sleeping in that house. And the last person to show up was my brother, Father Dan. And it was really special, because everyone's waiting for Father, Uncle Dan to come home, Father Dan. And so finally we see his vehicle come up to the house, and we all were waiting for him. And when he walked through the door, this is what we saw. So I think that was my highlight. You know, people cheering, seeing Uncle Dan walk through those doors and celebrate him and his priesthood. And that was a really special moment.
And, and that, you know, he really, as a priest, Easter time is a very, very busy time with all the different liturgies. And especially if you are pastor of multiple parishes, and then you have additional things that come up. Like he mentioned, he had to give someone the anointing of the sick right before leaving town. And, you know, it's just beautiful to see the service and the selflessness that these priests have. So we're grateful.
Yeah, we're grateful for his priesthood. We're grateful for you, Father Dan, who I know watch. And it's a great blessing to the extended family, especially these young kids, to see a priest in the family witnessing the faith. And so I think that was my highlight.
That's beautiful. Okay, so we would love to hear what your highlights were of the Triduum over the Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday, anything, whatever. Maybe it was your grandma's potatoes. I don't know. We just love to hear.
So friends, thanks for watching. I'm sorry that my mind is a little bit cloudy today, but just wanted to show up because we said we would, and we'll see you next week. God bless you.